This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When the United States finally recovers from its current financial woes, both the national demographics and the economy itself will look quite different. That's the prediction of Richard Florida, the writer, researcher, and professor who has pioneered the concept of the creative class as a driving force for innovation and productivity. Writing in the current issue of The Atlantic on how the crash will reshape America, Florida predicts that not just our economy, but our national way of life will have to become something different.
It's not just a restructuring of banking and credit markets. It's more than a housing plan and a stimulus. It will bring about fundamental changes in our geography, in the locations that have been the centers of our economy. And the way out of the crisis will have to be a reset in where and how you live.
One part of that, Florida says, will be a concentration of what he calls creative capital, or talented people, into certain geographic regions.
We're going to end up with a geography in America that's considerably more uneven than it was, with a few locations emerging as significant winners and other locations taking it on the chin.
The losers in that shift will be Rust Belt cities like Detroit, Buffalo, and Cleveland, and others like Las Vegas and Phoenix, where growth has been heavily reliant on the housing boom. But the greater San Francisco Bay Area is likely to be among the winners.
In terms of technological innovation, cultural innovation, cinema, digital film, gaming, entertainment, music, the Bay Area is one of the leading centers in the United States and the world. And I think that fundamental technological core, the great universities, the Silicon Valley, but also the lifestyle that the area offers, the openness to new ideas, new people, bohemians, gays and lesbians, immigrants, that positions it well. I think the big threat to the Bay Area, which is far less of a threat now with Obama than it was previously, is that somehow the U.S. would cut off this main line of immigration that has brought so much creativity to the Bay Area.
Instead, Florida is hopeful that the whole issue of immigration will shift from politics to economics.
Places that attract immigrants, regardless of where they're from, have a huge edge, especially for small and medium-sized city regions. It's almost a perfect correlation that the regions that attract immigrants grow. But we're now finding that immigrants, both low and high skill, are going home. And that really worries me.
Florida also predicts that the abrupt drop in housing prices, while painful to some in the short term, will ultimately prove beneficial by restoring a greater measure of affordability to Bay Area real estate, which, in combination with an influx of new creatives, will likely spur a new demand for rentals.
Renting's flexible. You can change your dwelling when you change your job. You're not trapped in a house forever. You're not locked into a location. And it can be much more affordable if you can build a rental industry where there's big management companies and people who can roll up a lot of these empty condominiums and foreclosed homes. You can make it so that renting is not only flexible but very affordable for households and beautiful. So I think we're going to have to rethink the way we live.
Some of these trends may begin to take root over the next few years, while others will require longer to emerge. But based on historical precedents, Richard Florida suggests that a full national and global economic recovery could well take up to two generations.
For the next 50 years, next half century, we're going to have to make money and build wealth the old-fashioned way by building real companies, investing in real people, and harnessing real human creativity. And at the end of the day, that's a really good thing for all of us.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.